Okay, so the last time we discussed the nature of lechem oni and what lechem oni means, especially in how regards to relates to matzah shel demai and matzah shel tevel, which was, you know, very I think hopefully important ideas to think about, important concepts in halakha, hashkafa, and lamdas when it comes to the idea of lechem oni. Hopefully, we learned a little bit more about demai, something which you didn't know about before, a little more about Maaser Sheni. Now I want to go on to something which we were going to discuss in yeshiva, but unfortunately we didn't get an opportunity to do so. And that is Shitas Rashi B'chiv Tashbisu. You guys ready to go? So this is actually this sugya really does span throughout, many blot throughout Maseches Pesachim. And even more than it spanning many blot Maseches Pesachim, you really need to pay attention to the nuances that really exist over there. So let's start from the beginning with the machlokas that many of us may or may not be familiar with, and that is the Gemara Maseches Pesachim tells us Dabdalad and Mbeis. What does it tell us? There's a lengthy discussion about the necessity to do Bdikas Chametz, and actually in context of this Gemara, just to back up a little bit, the Gemara is really trying to figure out exactly whether a house is Becheskas Baduk on Yom Yedalad. We know that. Well, Leil Yudalad is when we do B'dikas Chametz, and if a person gets a house on Yudalad itself, so do we assume that it's B'cheskas Baduk, or is it B'cheskas Eino Baduk, and therefore you'd be chayv to do it again? And the Gemara goes back and forth, and the Gemara points out that we believe Nashim, that the B'dikas Chametz is okay. And the Gemara wants to know, well, how can we believe Nashim? Nashim in general don't have Ne'amanus. So the answer is, the Gemara says, Kivan B'dikas Chametz mi d'Rabbanano, since B'dikas Chametz is only midirabanan, because if a person does Bitul Chametz, then that's good enough in order to avoid what we'll find out in a moment. The rabbis, the rabbanan, say will give ne'amanos to people who wouldn't necessarily have ne'amanos on the raisa level, because the obligation in the first place is only midirabanan. Great. So, what does it mean by Bitul Ba'alma Sagi? So, there's a big machlokas, famous machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi on the spot says, Bitul Ba'alma Dechsiv Tashbisu Bulu Ksiv Tivaru. Because it says Tashbisu, that's what it says, and it doesn't say Tivaru. Meaning, so this is actually Unklus's point when it comes to the pasuk itself. Vashbasa Tilev Hi Ashbasa. So, what is the definition of Bitul Chametz? It's a Kiyam in Tashbisu. What is Tashbisu? Tashbisu is the obligation that the Torah tells us that one must destroy their Chametz prior to Pesach. It's a mitzvah, asei midaraisu. Ach bayom harishon tashbisu seor mibateichem. That's what the Torah tells us. So when a person does bitul chametz, according to Rashi, that is a kiyum in tashbisu. Considering the fact that it's a kiyum in tashbisu, therefore one, the obligation of bidigas chametz is only midirabanan, because tashbisu works on daraisa level. Tosos, though, he disagrees. Tosos on the spot, davdal on the base. Midaraisa bitul amasagi perish, but kuntrish nixit tashbisu looks if tavaru. Al mashbas believe he. Therefore, it's especially v'kasha l'reed the hashbasa zavari he v'lo bitol. So Tosfos points out that what hashbasa? What does it hashbasa literally mean? Anyway, know what hashbasa means? Okay, Tzvi, I couldn't hear what you said, but I'll read your lips. If you said destroy, then that's good. I hope you said destroy. The hashbasa is to destroy, and he says that the only hashbasa we're talking about is havara. Havara is burning, right? Bior chametz. V'lo bitl, so bitl wouldn't work. The sound of Mishraitzer, Rabbi Kiva, Ainzar Chareyu Omer, Tashvizu Matzino Lavar Shiyam Balacha. Okay, that's an allusion to the Gemara later on, which we're not getting into right now. V'od, and in addition, Tashvizu Amrinan Lakaman, Me'ach Chilek, Shumishesh Shalos V'lamala. And also, we know from Achi Lake that it relates from Shesh Shalos V'lamala, Achari Surah, Lamahani Bitl, and Bitl doesn't work afterwards. Okay, so Amari, mi derais bitul mamasagi. So why does Tosfos understand this? Bitul mamasagi on a derais level, mi tam de me acher she bitlu have hafker. Because after one does bitul chametz, that is actually hafker. V'yotze mirushuso umutter, and it leaves your rishus, and then it becomes mutter for you. And therefore, since one does bitul chametz, which is really hafker chametz, not a kiyum tashbisu according to Tosfos, therefore the requirement for bitul for bedikas chametz to rid yourself of the chametz is only midirabanan. Why? Well, it's very simple. If I don't own chametz, so then I'm not over on the iser of bayira u bayimate. Bayira u bayimate is the iser of owning chametz in Rishas. That's why you're not out of chametz in Rishos on Pesach. But if it doesn't belong to me, so if it doesn't belong to me, so then I'm pater. I'm pater from the chi of Bedika, and therefore it's only midirabanan. And because it's only chi of midirabanan, that's exactly what the Gemara is talking about over here. So we see we have a big machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos whether Bedikat chametz is a kiyum midoraisa and tashvisa or not. Rashi says yes, and Tosfos says no. Okay. So I want us to keep that machlokas in the back of our minds, and then we're going to see if we can analyze different instances that come up throughout the Masechta when it comes to Bittel and Biur Chametz. Okay, so the other one, the first Gemara we're going to analyze is a couple Dafim later, in Daf Vavim and Aleph. It says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Nachri Shenichnas Achatzeru Shal Yisrael Ubetziko Biyado, Ein Zakuk Levar. What's the halacha? A Nachri, a non-Jew, which walks into your Rishas on Pesach, and he's holding with him, you know, he's holding with him a shawarma, with lafa, but not like Israeli, you know, not like Sephardi, you know, Korban Pesach shawarma, like Mamash Chametz shawarma. And it's in his hands. So are you chayev to be mevarer that butzik, that dough? It says, Gemara ain zakuk levar, that one is not obligated to be mevarer, do biur chametz on that. Now, if I were to ask you, what does ain zakuk levar mean, what would you tell me? Feel free to jump in.
You don't have to check?
You don't have to check? Beer. Okay, Zach, what do you think? Beer. In Zakh Levar, in Zakh Levar, beer chametz.
Burn.
Okay, excellent. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel, exactly what Zach says. Tarnu banu nachri shenichnas lechatzero shal Yisrael ubitziko biyado. In Zakh Yisrael lahutzio miyado. He's not obligated to remove it from his hands. Shal nachri ulevaro, and to burn it. If kido etzlo chayev levar, okay, that's a different part of the Gemara than if he was mafkid etzlo, so then he is chayev levar. So we see from over here that, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, just like Zach, you're not obligated to go out and burn it. However, Rashi says something very different. What does Rashi say? Ein zakuk levar. What does that mean? Ein zakuk levar. Lo hiskikuhu lo tziu es hanachri min habayis. I'm not obligated to kick the non-Jew out of my house. Kedamrin aval taroa shel acherim. So just some background information, if I wasn't clear from the beginning, I apologize. One only violates Baal Yerabai Matzei if it's yours. Shelcha yataroa, aval taroa shel achirim shel nachri. I'm allowed to look, I'm allowed to see, I'm allowed to have the chametz of somebody else in my own rishos. That's why when we all do mechiras chametz, there could be chametz in your house and you're not violating the Isra Baal Yerah. So if a nachri walks into my house and he's got, you know, his Drake's coffee cake or whatever it is, what do I have to do? So according to the Gemara, I don't have to do anything. What was the habamina of what I would have to do? Rabbeinu Chananel, I would have to burn it. Rashi, I would have to kick him out of my house. Okay, so what we need to really uncover and figure out exactly is what's shot with Shitas Rashi. Okay? So you got a question? No? Okay, my bad. Okay. Great. Yes, Yossi, what's up? I can't hear you, Yossi. Yes. Well, no, the maskana is ein zakuk levarer. So Rashi's explaining, you know, what would I have been chayiv to do if I was zakuk levarer? Oh, okay, great. So let's make our way along. I think we're making some good time. This is going to bring us to the beginning of the second parak. The beginning of the second parak is a parak called Kol Shah. Why is it called Kol Shah? Because the Mishnah is called Kol Shah. So let's take a look what Kol Shah says. Kol Shah. I learned Kol Shah my second year, my first year in YU, first year in Rooms next year. He certainly had a lot of fun with that. I remember one time we were, I'm totally not wasting my time talking about this, but I am, that there was the sugya called, what was the sugya? And there was Charko, we spent a lot of time on, but there was sugya on Kol Mara Ureyach in Behem Mamish, that, you know, the voice, you know, Isurim that are associated with Kol Mara Reach, voices, you know, the In Behem Mamish. Why In Behem Mamish? So, Ravon Zweig said we're going to do a quick drive-by. I think we spent 2 months on the nature of Kol Mara Reach. It was, I don't know, awesome or not. I'm not really sure. It was awesome. He's the best. I love Ravon Zweig. Okay, anyways. So, going back to what we're talking about. Where are we? Kol shah. Kol shah tamei shemutu l'machil, shemutu l'achol, machil l'behema l'chai l'ofos. As long as it's mutter for me to eat this, for me to eat chametz, and I could feed it to my animals. U'machil l'nachri. And I could give it over to a nachri, I could sell it to him. Okay, we're going to pick up from u'machil l'nachri, because that's what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara says, u'machil l'nachri, pshita, source number 8. It's obvious I could sell it to a nachri, right? Why would I not be able to sell my chametz to a non-Jew, kodim zmani surah, before chametz become aser? So says the Gemara, lafuki ma'aitana. No, it's because there is a dissenting opinion. The Sanya Beishame Omrim. What does Beishame say? Lo yimkor adam chemtzel anachri. Elim kain yodua bo sheyichla kodim apesach. You cannot sell a non-Jew your own chametz unless you are certain that it will be destroyed, eaten, or finished prior to Pesach. Pesel argues, he says, no, any time that's meant for me to eat it, it's meant for me to sell it. Rabbi Yudim Maseir says, Kutach, v'kol mine kutach, asr limchor, shloshim yom, kodol mepesach. A kutach, and everything which is contained within a kutach, is asr for me to sell all 30, within 30 days of Pesach. Okay, so we have three different opinions in the Gemara, and what the Mishnah is telling us, so what the Gemara is telling us is that the Mishnah is lafuke the shita of obviously Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds that I can't sell chametz to a non-Jew if I'm not certain that it will be finished before the time Pesach arrives, and that's what he says. Now we have to understand why, like what is going on over there. Obviously, Beis Hillel, our Mishnah, disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir, we're going to have to figure out. So Rashi explains. Kodem, what does kodem mean? Kodem shevo pesach the kasabri mitzvah alav levaro mina olam. There's a mitzvah to destroy from this world. For lo shekayim, and it shouldn't be alive, right? It shouldn't be in existence. So that's what Rashi says over here, that therefore I cannot sell it to a non-Jew because I need to actually have it destroyed physically. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Kutach. So it's a kutach, it's some type of dish, no symbol pirurei lechem. But aser mirah mishem chametz, it's aser, there's chametz in the kutach. Shloshim yom, why the sphere like Beis Shammai? So Rabbi Yehuda, the third opinion, holds like the first opinion according to Rashi, like Beis Shammai, that what does that mean? Ze eino nechel maher. Since the kutach, it takes a very long time to eat it. She'in ochen oso, elam atfilon oso, it's some type of dip, it's a chametz like a dip. Vahani shloshim yom misha shachal alav chovas abior v'sholin behilchas pesach. Since we know shloshim yom kodem l'chag, there's an obligation to be sholav v'darshi behilchas achag. Therefore, we know that what the chovas habior is mutal on you. You're chayv in biur chametz, and since you're chayv in biur chametz, therefore, what's the halacha? Therefore, the halacha is that if we are not certain that it's going to be eaten prior, so then it's going to be an issue. Now, let me ask you the following question. Are you keeping score at home with your Rashis? Because Rashi, at this point, seems like a big mess. Let's start with number one. Rashi holds that Bittul Chametz is a Kiyamin Tashvisu, correct? Rashi holds, what else does Rashi hold? That if the Nachri were coming to my Rishos, and I would be Chayv to burn it, what does it mean, burn it, or be Mevaret? Kick him out of my house. Now, what does Rashi say over here? Rashi says over here that Rashi says that I can't sell chametz to a non-Jew if I'm not sure he's going to eat it. How does this Rashi on Chaf Aleph, you know, square with the Rashi on Dav Vav? You hear my question? Rashi on Dav Vav says that a Nachri who comes into my Rishos, I'm Enu Zaka Gluvarer. Why? Because it belongs to him. But even more than that, fundamentally, if I would be Zaka Gluvarer, what does that mean? I would be Chayiv too. I'd be trying to figure out some way, somehow, to kick him out of my rishus. But would I be obligated to destroy the chametz? No, seemingly not. But on Chaf Aleph, Rashi is pretty clear that I can't sell kutach, and I can't sell chametz to a non-Jew if it's going to be in existence, kodem zman ha-pesach. So we have a bit of a stira when it comes to Rashi. Tosas disagrees with this entire read of the Gemara. That's Tosas in, source number 10. We're not going to necessarily go through it. But that's what Tosas says in source number 10. Great. Beseder. Okay. So in order to fully understand this, we really need to get to the main sugya of Tashbisu. That's really located on Daf Chav Zayin Mabez in Maseches Pesachim. And that's where the Gemara starts analyzing the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So what is Rabbi Yehuda? We pointed out there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim as to who has one's mekayim, the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Are you mekayim Tashbisu through Bior Chametz, through actually Sreifas HaChametz rather, or are you mekayim the mitzvah in other such ways? What does the Chachamim say? Did I read the end of the Mishnah? I don't think I did so because I stopped in the middle. But if we go back up and we look at the Mishnah, what does it say? Towards the end, the second line, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein bir chametz ala sreifa. One is mekayim bir chametz only through sreifa. V'chachamim omrim af mefarer v'zoreh l'ruach u'metaliyam. You could even throw it into the sea. So we see we have this big machlokas between the chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda has one mekayim bir chametz. Anybody know, by the way, Agav, how we paskin? The Chachamim, excellent. We pass like the Chachamim. As a chumrah, we do bir chametz. Tosos passes like Rabbi Yehuda, but the Rama passes like the Chachamim, and that seems to be the standard psak. But in order to satisfy Kol Adeos, we go ahead and we're machmir for him as well. Okay, now the Gemara has a very interesting analysis of the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein bir chametz ala sreifa. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Im yochametz al esreifa, va'adin no sein. He says I have a kavachomer, a relimud. Uman no sir she'in bevalyura ubayimatze toin esreifa. No sir, what's alak? What is no sir? If I have leftover korbanos, what must I do with no sir? I must burn no sir. If I have leftover korbanos which I don't eat, I need to burn it. If it's past the time and where I'm allowed to eat it. So that's chayiv v'sreifa. And there's no bayira v'alimatzai. I mean, there's no iser to, let's say, keep it around. You just chayiv to burn it. Chametz, sheyesh v'bayira v'alimatzai. Chametz, which has the added chumrah. Not only do you have to get rid of it, but it's also for you to maintain in your possession. Kol shekin, shetoin sreifa. Obviously, you need sreifa. Amrullah, they say back to him. Kedin, kol din, shata dun, tchilasa l'hachmir, v'sofa l'hakel. Any halacha that you are that the beginning has a chumrah, but eventually will lead to a kula. Eino din is not a good kal v'chomer. What is he saying? That your chumrah will eventually lead to a kula. What kula is he referring to? Says Rash. Says Gemara. Lo matzu eitzim l'sarfo. Let's say I'm Rabbi Yehuda, then I hold ein bir chametz l'sarfa, and let's say I won't be able to find eitzim. Bushes to burn my chametz, firewood. Ye yoshev ubatel. What's going to happen to you? I'll be yoshev ubatel. If I'm going to be yoshev ubatel, so then I won't be mekayim my mitzvah of tashbisu. I won't be mekayim that mitzvah at all, and that's only because of the chumrah of the kavachomer that you made from nosar. But Torah amar tashbisu sor mi batechem b'chol davar shata yochel tashbisu. You should need to burn it with everything that you have the capacity to do so. And therefore, the chumrah from Nosar actually leads to a kula. Everybody good with this so far? That this is not a good limud for Rabbi Yehuda to tell me that ein bir chametz ala sreifa for whatever. Why? Because this chumrah will actually lead to a kula. If I wouldn't have any firewood, so then I wouldn't do anything to the chametz, I'd be yoshef u'badel. And therefore, that can't be. The Torah says I have to destroy it. So therefore, it's not a good limud. The Gemara goes on to find other limudim to support Rabbi Yehuda. It's unclear whether he has a good limud or not at the end of the day, because it seems from the Gemara that the Chachamim really do shlug him up. The Tosfos comes to his defense, but that's a question for a different time. Rashi on this Gemara, though, has a very big question. In order to understand Rashi's Kasha, or the Kasha on Rashi that he himself asks, you need to really analyze the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis, on the Beis. We're not going to read it together, but over there, there's a big machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos how to understand the Gemara. And basically, I'll give you this, the short story of it, that the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that there are certain time periods where it's bir chametz, ein bir chametz el esreifa, and there's certain time periods where even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you really should lechachil and you do a esreifa, he holds hashbasaso b'chol davar, that you could do it with anything. You could be mekayim tashbisu no matter what the situation is. Now, what are we talking about? If you look at the last line, look at the last line of the Gemara, it's verse number 13. After the Eisei Ravina L'Rava, Amar Rav Yehuda, Eima Sei Shalol B'Shas B'Yiro. Aval B'Shas B'Yiro, Ashpasasu B'Chol Davar. That even according to Rav Yehuda, that if it's Shalol B'Shas B'Yiro, if it's not during the time when you're supposed to be burning it, then it's Ashpasasu B'Chol Davar. Big machlok is what Shalol B'Shas B'Yiro is. But everybody has a whole cup with me now because it's a bit of a cheshbon. And Rashi does himself, asks his kash on himself. According to Rashi, Rav Yehuda's Shita is that a person is able to be Mekayim, Tashbisu, with anything if you are already past Zman Isuro. When does the Chi of Chametz kick in? It kicks in after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Okay, we have 10 minutes. After Chatzos on Erev Pesach. After Chatzos on Erev Pesach, that's when the Isser of having Chametz in Rishos kicks in. Okay. That being said, that's when it kicks in. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if I enter into that time period and I still have chametz in my possession, Lefi Rashi, what Rabbi Yehuda is telling you is that I'm no longer obligated to burn the chametz. At that point, I have the kula of hashbasasu v'chol davar. I could destroy the chametz in any such way I feel fit. The Rabbi Yehuda admits to the Chachamim from that standpoint, that's Ashvasaso b'chol davar achar zman isuro. Okay, everybody with me? Does that make sense? Now here's the kasha that Rashi asks on himself, going back to the Gemara and Daf Chav Zayin on the base, which says that Rabbi Yehuda, the lima that Rabbi Yehuda holds in biur chametz al shreifa is a bad limud when it comes to Nosar. Why is it a bad limud when it comes to Nosar? Very, very simple. Because the reason why it's a bad limud is because we said that if you don't have any eitzim, if you don't have any firewood, you'll be yoshev v'batel. You won't actually burn your chametz, and the Torah says you have to burn it. So the kasha that Rashi asks on himself is, wait a second. According to me, what do I hold? That after Zman Isuro, how do I have to destroy the chametz? Do I need to do it with firewood? No, Ashvasatza b'chol davar. I could do it with anything. So therefore, what does it mean is going to lead to a kula? If it ends up being that I wasn't free to collect wood and flammable material to burn my chametz, no big deal. I'll flush it down the toilet. By the time Pesach comes, there will be no kula that it leads to. That's the kasha that Rashi asks on himself. And the answer he gives is as follows. He says, no, let's explain what we're referring to. Take a look at source number 12. Bit Mia. He says, I have the kasha myself, Rashi says. We don't see that from Rashi often. V'yafa gab de'arminan b'parakama l'Rabbi Yehuda ava b'shas b'yuro hashbasasu b'chol davar gavi plutayo me'akulahi. It's still going to be a kula. What is the kula? Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say that I could destroy it with anything, even if I can't find eitzim? Let's say there's a person who is going on a long extended family vacation and he's not going to be there by the time Pesach comes and Hashpasasa B'chol Davar kicks in. Oh, Besok Shloshim Yom. Damrin Zoka Guvar, Kushin Eitzim the Sarfwe, Yoshi Vabata Lo Yavarano. What does Rashi end up saying? If I'm not around for ever such reason to burn the chametz on Pesach proper, so then that's when it's going to lead to a kula and I'll violate Bayu Rabbi Matzai. Everybody got that so far? It's a bit of a cheshbon. Anybody, everybody good with that? More or less? Okay, great. So I have the following kasha. I have the following kasha on this Rashi, okay? And if you really want to hear it, when I was in... is it an understanding thing or a kasha? Because if it's a kasha, like, we're going to have to leave it to another time. But it's understanding, I'm here to explain.
Oh, yeah, can you repeat Rashi's answer? Rashi
says that the kula that it will lead to is if I am not going to be there when it is, let's say I'm going away in a Pesach program, and I won't be in my house, and I have chametz in my house, that when Pesach comes along and I wasn't able to find firewood, I won't be home to destroy it in any other way. That's what Rashi's saying. And therefore, was not b'kayim my mitzvah tashbisu. Okay? So, I had the following kasha on this one of the times I read it. And here's my question. Ready? What is the first Rashi we started with? And right now, first Rashi we started with. What does Rashi hold about Bittul Chametz? What?
Bittul's enough.
Bittul's enough for what? To fulfill? Tashbis. To fulfill Tashbis on a Dorais level. According to him, it's not Hefker like Tosfos, but it's a Kiyum in Tashbisu. So what is Rashi talking about? That I'll be Yoshev Ubato and I won't burn my Chametz. Why don't I just do Bittul Chametz? Hear the question? Right? Why is Rashi so concerned that, you know, oh my goodness, I can't find Eitzim, and then I won't be there by the time Chametz comes in, but by Pesach comes in, and therefore, like, what am I going to do with this? Just do Bittul Chametz. Yes? Just be Mavata the Chametz, you'll be Mekayim Tashbisu, and then, you know, forget about what everybody else has to say. No problem. So what exactly is the Gemara talking about? Why will Rashi not tell us that it's a din in Tashbisu? So, very, very quickly, because we're mamish pressed for time. It appears the following. We had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim as to Ein Bir Chametz al Sreifa or Hashem Asasa B'chol Davar. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to do it with Sreifa, and the Chachamim hold they can do it with anything. So there's a very famous Rav Chaim on this. A very big Rav Chaim in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Where Rav Chaim basically says, he makes the following Chakira. Are they arguing on a technical level? Meaning, technically speaking, there are different ways to destroy things. You know, different ways to eat Rizis. So these are different ways to destroy Chametz. And therefore, like, there's just a question of, like, Rabbi Yehuda's particular, he likes his burnt. And, you know, when the Chacham say that you could do other things, you could throw it down the tube, you could throw it down the toilet bowl, you could throw it into the sea. Like, he has other ways to go out and do it. So they're arguing technically. They both hold fundamentally you have to destroy it. The only shaila is how to go ahead and do it. Or they have more of a fundamental machlokas. And Reb Chaim is of the opinion that they obviously have a more fundamental machlokas. What Reb Chaim holds is that according to the Chachamim, there is no iser per se to destroy the chametz. There's an iser for the chametz to be in your house. For you to be mekayim the chametz. It's an iser essay, that's the way the Reb Chaim puts it. Okay? I'm paraphrasing without getting into it because we have 3.5 minutes left before this shuts off. So, okay, and according to the Chachamim, what does the Chachamim hold? That there actually must be a biur mitzad the chafza. You must actually destroy the chafza shel chametz itself. It's not good enough just to get out of your shus. It's not good enough to have an isra say for it to leave your shus. Rather, you must actually destroy the chafza itself. Great. Okay. So what I want to argue to you as follows, okay? I want to argue, and this will hopefully answer everything up. I want to argue that Rashi holds of this Reb Chaim as well. The Rashi also believed that it was a fundamental machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rashi, therefore, what you're going to see is that whenever Rashi is speaking regularly, he's talking within the shita of the Chachamim. And therefore, there's no obligation to actually destroy it. And whenever he's speaking within the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, then he's actually going to say that there's a chiyuv to destroy the Chametz. And now with 2 minutes left, let's see if we could wrap this whole entire thing up. Let's start from the beginning. Ein bir chametz. We say that bittul is a kiyum in tashbisu. So what I want to argue to you is that according to Rashi, bittul is a kiyum in tashbisu only according to who? The chachamim. Why? Because the chachamim are the ones who hold that you can destroy it in any such way. So my mental destroying or getting rid of will be good enough. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein bir chametz al ha-sreifa, I actually have to destroy the chafza, so how is my bittul going to suffice for a kiyum and tashbisu? So maybe he's talking within the chachamim there. And therefore, when we get to the Gemara on Daf Vav, where it says, Nachri shenichnas l'chatzeru b'tikub b'yado, what does Rashi say? Ein tzakuk l'var. What does it mean? I'm not obligated to kick him out of my house. There's no relating to the chafza. I don't have to burn it. Why would I have to burn it? This is the sheet of the Chachamim. It's an essay. I just can't own it. It can't be in my Rishus. But I don't have to actually burn the Chametz. That's not for me. Bittul Chametz is a Kiyum Tashbisu. Let's go to the Gemara where Rashi says that if I sell Chametz to a Nachri, to an Anjou, Kodem, before Pesach, it needs to be destroyed. Look at Rashi. Who is he commenting within? Beis Shammai and the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? That you need to actually destroy the Chafetz Shel Chametz. It's not good enough to have the Chametz lying around in the house of the Nachri. Once I'm in the 30 days of Pesach, there's a Chov to go ahead and destroy the Chametz. And then lastly, we have Rashi over here when it comes to Yoshev Ubatel. We ask, why didn't Rashi say that he could be Mekayim the Mitzvah through Bittul Chametz? Because who is he explaining? Sheet is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda never holds you can be Makayim Tashmisu with Bitul Chametz. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need a Biur Mitzad the Chavtza. There's certainly more to discuss this, especially if you look at the Chachamim, and Rashi analyzes the Chachamim, I think it's Lishitaso, to this Rav Chaim, if you look in source 16 and 17. But we have about 10 seconds left, and this was Gevaldik learning with everybody. It was fantastic. It was so nice having all my different, Talmidim who were learning together at those different points and times. And I hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful day. And Mirat Hashem will be able to learn together in Mirat Hashem in the future.
Rebbe, tomorrow?
I don't know. Oh.